All right, Thursday morning, this is the time that we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And today's program, we're going to talk about insulation with, boy, the weather turning for...
It was a little chilly out there this morning.
Well, I looked at 50 degrees. I thought, do I need the ice scraper in the back of the car yet?
Soon enough. Not today, but yeah, absolutely.
So with that being said, Paul, talk about insulation. I'm going to talk about some different types of insulation. Mm-hmm. Really, some of the benefits and features why you should look at insulation is, one, to lower your heating and cooling bills, as well as possibly sound control in around bathrooms or between floors. It just creates a comfortable living environment and possibly could result in a higher resale value of your house. So mainly, people really need to be concerned about an existing house, how much insulation is really up in your attic. And with that, you can add to that, and probably an important feature too, you really need to maybe come into Mortimer Lumber and speak to the sales staff, because there's some things, Paul, that most people don't realize. One, it's real important to have the proper ventilation. You don't want to all of a sudden add more insulation, whether it be cellulose, and I'll get to that in a minute, or it be loose fiberglass, but they make, and we sell it, it's called kind of like a baffle, and it goes from your overhangs, because you should have vents in your overhang and then vents at the top of your roof, and you need that airflow. If you don't, you're going to create some moisture problems. Right. So maybe first we'll talk a little bit, maybe cellulose. Cellulose is made up from 75 to 85% recycled paper. And because it's paper, they now need to treat it with a chemical, because obviously you don't want to have a fire or, exposed to heat. So it's treated with a boric acid or an ammonium sulfate. And so it helps retard the flame spread, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, and we sell, the cellulose. The company is New Wool. And if you maybe want to go on site and look at it, you just type in www.newwool, and you can see the different products, but it tells you a little bit more in depth. We also sell fiberglass insulation, and most people know that it's sold in bats or rolls, and it's either unfaced or faced. Mm-hmm. And then we do sell a product by the CertainTeed Corporation called True Comfort, and we have a machine for that. It comes in like a bundle, and it's really a two-person job, if you will. You need somebody outside feeding the machine into the hopper, and you need someone up in the attic with the blowing nozzle to spread spread it around. And actually, Paul, right now we're running a sale in September, a special, I should say, and that if you come in to Mortimer Lumber and purchase any sort of cellulose where you need the machine, or if you purchase some of the True Comfort for the blow-in, we normally have a daily rental on the machine. Well, we're going to waive the rental for the first 24 hours. So it's kind of a good value. And absolutely, it's not a real big project, but we can help you maybe determine, come in, if you can kind of go up in your attic and see how much insulation is there. You know, for this area, Paul, you really should have something R38, which is about 12 inches or greater, maybe up to an R50 or 55. So it's pretty easy. One thing that you really need to also watch out for, if you're doing this on your own, and it can be a do-it-yourself thing.
Sure.
That it's one thing to insulate around pipes, but if you have any sort of recessed lighting and or your bath fans, you don't want to cover, where that exhaust moisture from your bath fans going into your attic, and you don't want to put the insulation, over top of the light fixtures, because that's a no-no.
Yeah.
And then also, Paul, maybe talk about some of the tools that you might need as far as prepping. Probably pretty handy to have a utility knife with some extra blades in case you got to do some cutting. Maybe you're going to need a stapler and some staples if you need to fasten it to the wood members or whatever, the frame.
Right.
You might need a little duct tape. You might need a long pole, broom handle or something for, in that, when you're up in the attic and you want to get to those corners, or put it to where the eaves are. And probably the most important thing, and I remember in my younger days helping unload the truckloads of fiberglass insulation in the summertime, Well, gosh, you might have shorts on and a short sleeve shirt.
Right.
Well, that fiberglass itches and it is terrible.
Prickly stuff, right.
So, you know, maybe what I should mention, you know, come into Mortimer Lumber. We can advise you. And you probably need a set of work gloves, which most people have. I got a whole pair of leather handy gloves that just can't get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some protective glasses or goggles, or maybe if you wear reading glasses, you might be able to get by. Probably a dust respirator. And we sell the dust masks so that you're not breathing or inhaling those fiberglass fibers. And a long sleeve shirt. As I said, that it can be fairly itchy. And then, you know, as funny as it may sound, you can either wear a hat so it doesn't get in your hair, but, you know, it's not maybe a bad idea to a hard hat, because you don't know where maybe like the nails come through or protruding, or if things stapled on your roof and you're up around you. The last thing we want is someone to blow in some insulation and all of a sudden, you know, they get hurt their head because you didn't get the proper equipment to, you know, take care of yourself. So with that, Paul, and there's also some spray foam you can also use too. But, you know, it's real important to, one, determine how much insulation is existing in your attic. And if it's less than 12 inches, then you probably should need to add more. And it will create some value to you in helping reduce some of your heating bills and energy costs and cooling in the summertime.
Yeah, especially in older homes too. If you don't know how much insulation you have, chances are you need more.
Oh, yes, yes. And, you know, you may have to get a professional if you want to do something. If you think your sidewalls aren't really insulated that well, that's a little bit beyond an average do-it-yourself project. But the attic's a pretty easy one. You know, your basement, too. You can even, if it's a basement, you can either, you know, put a lot of furring strips down and either put a foam on it, or you can maybe just put fiberglass and have the furring strips attached to fiberglass insulation.
All right. So do your homework at Mortimer Lumber. And if people have questions about insulation or anything else that they've heard here, or they have a suggestion for an upcoming segment, what do they need to do?
We can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
Thanks, Paul.